Blog Talk Radio.
Educating black women about her story from all schools of thought. Radio, dedicated to black women and the study of who and what we are.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me wanna.
life is just fine. Peace and blessings to everyone. This is your host of Black Woman Diverse Radio Show. This is Seek Wisdom. And tonight we have another sister-to-sister real live and upfront and personal conversation between two sisters. But before we get to that, and the show will be about real sister circles and how they help support and foster the development of beautiful, strong women. That's what tonight's show is going to be about. But we're going to mix it up and play a little bit of music in between the talking and everything. Before we get into everything tonight, I'm going to open up a couple of lines with some of my sisters on the lines so we can get into some information about our Black Womaniverse retreat. It is that time of the year again. So this is our second annual Black Womaniverse Spring Equinox retreat. And the retreat will be March 17th through March 21st. Of 2011, of this year, and it will be held in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I am very much looking forward to meeting women that have been listening to the radio show, meeting the women that participate in the temple, and, of course, linking back up with some of the beautiful sisters that I had a chance to meet last year at the retreat. We had a wonderful time. So I'm going ahead and open up some lines so I can speak to some of my sisters out there. Peace, Goddess B. How you doing?
Peace and blessings to you, God. I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. Looking forward to this retreat.
I am very happy to hear that.
Looking forward to it. I need to get away from all this snow.
It's getting close and everything. And I was like, you know, I got to reach out to, you know, to my radio sisters, the sisters that listen to the radio show that may not be a member of the temple, you know, and give them a chance to be able to participate with the retreat. Lynn, your line is open. How are you doing tonight, sis?
I'm good. Hey, how's everybody?
We good.
Good. All right. And I have one other line open. I'm not sure who this is, but I think the area code is 646. Could you let us know who you are?
Hi, my name is Dawn. I'm just listening in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dawn. Well, thank you for listening. All right. All right, well, I mentioned the date for the retreat. Again, the retreat is going to be March 17th through, that's a Thursday, through Monday morning, March 21st. It will be held, as I stated earlier, in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. It is a four-night retreat. The rate for the retreat is, it includes two meals per day. Of course, you need to bring your own spending money for different things you may want to purchase and everything. But it's $375 per person, four nights at a beachfront villa. You know, food is included. And during the four nights, we will visit Gullah Geechee Nation. I'm looking forward to having Queen Kwet on the radio show to tell us about Gullah Geechee history and to get into some of our her story of Gullah Geechee, rather. And also we will be visiting Savannah, Georgia, to look at some of its history and to just, you know, take some time out to look at, you know, the area there. And, of course, we will do ritual. We will spend our time together and bond and just do what girls do and kick back and have fun. It is a beautiful resort in Hilton Head that we're going to be staying at. A lot of pools and saunas and spas there. But, you know, I really just wanted to do a little bit of a different atmosphere this year. Last year I had a wonderful, absolutely wonderful time hosting the event at my home. But, of course, when you host things at your home, you can't necessarily kick back and relax like everybody else can. So I wanted to be able to relax myself at this year's retreat, but also, you know, kick it up a notch and do a little something more classier because women deserve it. You know, Black women deserve it. We do a lot throughout the year, and when we come together in that sister circle and be able to see one another, you know, and rejuvenate and do our spring rituals and things, we deserve to be in a really nice setting. And the nature around that island is absolutely gorgeous. And during that time of the year, we're going to need a little bit of warm weather. So if you are interested, you can email us at bwradio@divinechemistry.com. Chemistry is spelled K-H-E-M-E-S-T-R-Y. You can also reach me at 804-399-2453 if you have any questions. There is a $75 deposit to hold your space, and there is a 15 person, 15 spaces available. So once the 15 spaces fill up, I will not be accepting any more people to participate with the retreat. Like I said, I gave the email out and the phone number, so if you want any further details or you want to be able to put your deposit down, you know, give me a call or shoot me over an email, and we'll get into that. But like I said, ladies, Lynn, Goddess B, both of y'all will be there. Goddess B, you were there last year. I'm so looking forward to this retreat. I'm so looking forward to it.
Myself as well.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Why do you, Goddess B, what made you participate last year, and, you know, why are you looking forward to it again this year?
Okay. I think we had talked about this before, how I do a lot of emailing, and, you know, I've joined some websites, certain things about, and I'm studying the goddesses and how women empower each other. And I like to put a face to a name a lot of times. And for me, I want to feel that person's energy on a, you know, like, in other words, get away from behind the computer and really make a connection here. I mean, it's going to be a time where even if the computers aren't running, that we should be able to continue to contact each other and still just stay connected, because that's what it's all about, connecting. And for me, just having some, I feel like we're all like the waiting to exhale. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, we're coming together on the beach like Whitney and them, and we're just going to just have a sister moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I need that. I need that connection on you know, when you're just running your life, you know, everyday, daily stuff, you know, with your family or your job, you know, you have to take a moment to exhale. So that's what I feel this retreat is about for me. And I've met some wonderful sisters, and I'm looking forward to meeting more. More to build this network.
Definitely,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, and I've never
all
been.
All right, Lynn, what about you? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I cut you off, Goddess B?
No, you didn't. No, I'm good.
Oh, okay, I didn't want to be rude. I'm sorry. Lynn, what about you? How are you feeling about this upcoming retreat?
I'm really excited about it for a couple of reasons. I mean, basically, like Goddess B said, you know, we're in these chat rooms, you know, we're linking up over the internet, meeting each other. We're on these calls. We're learning from each other. You know, each sister has something profound to say. You know, I'm learning something from, you know, from Goddess B when she talks and shares her experiences and all these other sisters that we're around. And like she said, I am looking forward to seeing these people in person, you know, feeling people's energy, being around like-minded people. You know, networking person, you know, it's just good to be around some people who can understand, you know, where you are and what you're talking about.
Yes.
And also, just the fact of, you know, I don't know about a lot of the other sisters out there, but I have not had an official vacation in the longest. And, you know, the guided studies and learning how, you know, it is right and divine to do something for me first so that I can, you know, be empowered enough to take care of everything else. So that it is making it, you know, really important for me to make this an official vacation to just go and have fun with the sisters. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. We have another caller on the line, area code 215. Could you let us know who you are? Yeah, it's not your line. It's another 215 caller.
Oh.
I didn't know if they had a question or comment. If you are on the line and you have a question or a comment, make sure that you press 1. In a moment, we're going to go ahead and get into tonight's topic. I'm going to wait just a brief moment to see if we have any more comments or questions about the retreat. And we're going to go ahead and get into tonight's topic, which is let me explain what Sister to Sister is. Sister to Sister branched out from a whole lot of conversations. You know how you're on the phone with your girl, you know, with your friends and with your sisters, and y'all get into a really, really nice conversation, and towards the end you go, dang, that conversation was really good. I that could help some people. I really wish we could have recorded that. So after saying that so many times, I started recording conversations. We'll be, and Lynn can tell you, we'll be 10 minutes into a conversation, I'd be like, hold on, wait a minute. can you call the conference line right quick because we need to record this because this is a really good conversation. So that's kind of sort of what Sister to Sister branched out about. It's about empowering and motivating other women on how to build those strong connections with other Black women, because I you know, we realize sometimes that it's really hard to communicate and to just build up. Not hard, it's not hard, but some people, some women just don't do it or they don't know how to do it. So this is the attempt to, you know, just pretty much have a sister-to-sister talk and, you know, an open dialogue about different things that we experience as Black women. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to mute everyone's line out. We're going to go ahead and play the first portion of tonight's show, and then, of course, we're going to get into some music. So y'all hold tight, and we will be right back.
So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're going to take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, you see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know. And woman to woman, now if you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Oh, woman to woman.
All right, briefly, sisters, I do want to apologize because when we recorded this segment, I was at work, and so, you know, certain conversations, when you have them at work, you can't talk all out. So I'm hoping that the audio is fine. I tried to increase the sound, so in case you hear me talking a little softer than normal, that would be why. So I just want to give you a brief explanation of that. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get to the first segment of tonight's show.
You now fully understand the sister circle, and you didn't at first. Could you elaborate?
Yeah. I just got a full understanding of the purpose of the sister circle, which, from my understanding, because as
first?
I was saying, I know what the next sister should be doing, or I can see what her gift is, but I can't figure out my own. But if we go in a circle and each one got the next one, we'd all be straight.
Hallelujah.
Which is why it should be the sister circle, so that it all flows around.
Oh, wow.
Nobody is left without.
Oh, wow. Ashe.
Because from that one conversation, I mean, the one conversation when I had with my friend, there was a business plan. There was like 3-4 different ideas, a kickoff to get it started, a way to make money, and a way to do it without taking away from what she's already doing. Business laid out, bam, just like that. Now, what am I supposed to do when I don't know?
You know, the interesting part about what you just said is the fact that some of us don't like other people telling us nothing. You know, you can't be told nothing. I don't like nobody telling us something. But yet, it's ironic that you can't see what your gifts and your talents are sometimes, but other people can. So if you're not open to being told something or having a suggestion given to you by somebody else, imagine how much you could be missing out on.
Right. And I understand that sentiment. I used to feel that way. I mean, you know, I was going to cuss you out about this phone number just now, but.
Now, what happened just now that caused you to almost cuss me out?
Because, like, Call the number, call the number. All right, I'm going to call the number. Before I can call the number, you call back. Well, are you calling the number? How am I supposed to call the number if you calling me?
And then
now,
what did I say? Do you have the
and
number?
And then you said, do you have the number? No, I didn't have the number, but that's not the point.
Okay, well, since you don't have the number, I'll hang up and I'll let you call it.
That's not the point. But just as silly as that is, that's how silly it is to not be open to what somebody else got to say to you. But, yeah, it's like, yeah, I don't have a number, but I'm saying you still going to hear how I feel about it now. You're being bossy. Call the number. Call the, did you call the number yet? Did you
Wow.
But, no, you got to be open to what somebody else has to say, because even if you have the best sight, nobody sees it all, you know?
Mm.
Nobody sees it all. And that's what's next to you might just have some insight on that part that you can't see.
And in addition to that, that circle is how you have eyes in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is necessary. In these days, you need 360-degree vision. Hell, I'll even take
720. You just want the peripheral.
Yeah,
I'm going on around me. I can try to figure out what's behind me, but let me just work on around me for
now. Sight.
Let me spot somewhere. Yeah.
Have all pieces covered. I mean, it has really become clear to me now that that's how it's supposed to work. You're not supposed to be going at it alone.
Mm.
I mean, I guess you could, but it's a hard way to do it. I've already tried that.
Mm.
And I did okay, but, you know, could have been a lot easier.
Now, that also means, since we're talking about this circle, that it also means that sometimes you have to be open to being told things you just don't want to hear, things that you don't want nobody to tell you about yourself.
Well, now, see, that area right there might be where I'm a little different. Now, I'm assuming that we're talking about sisters that are already doing the work. Because if you're already doing the work, the things that you don't want to hear from somebody, it's something
that
you really already know.
Yeah.
You just haven't been dealing with it. You haven't been addressing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't be a surprise. But that might be where I differ, because I have learned from experience that it's those moments that when you deal with those things, that's where your growth is. So, and that is really the moments that should tighten the circle rather than cause problems.
You are correct, and that what you just said, that is the true definition of one facet of dark. Got it. Because how you gonna learn to deal with dealing with you is what that is. And how you going to deal with that if you're not willing to address some things to improve yourself? Because that's really what it's about.
You're right.
You
that's starting your growth.
You got to open that closet and turn on, you know, and go in the dark and rummage around in that closet to fix your shit and to get your stuff organized.
Otherwise, you can't grow past that point.
That is the hard part.
And to have somebody who's going to call you up, cuss you out when you need to be cussed out, you know, tell you about your bullshit that you don't want to acknowledge, that is a real sister. Now, we might not like it, but, I mean, think of the courage and the love you have to have for somebody to deal with your bullshit. Like you said, the average person don't want to deal with their own bullshit. And then you have so much going on in your life, but then to say, okay, this is probably going to make her mad, or this is probably going to bring up some feelings she don't want to deal with, and it might be some tears shed, but me and her are going to have this conversation.
Mm.
Because they could just easily not do it. I mean, that's a lot easier than to sit there and face somebody else's wrath because they're angry because you didn't poke their sore spot.
Yeah. Now, while we're talking about this, that doesn't mean that you're not human and you won't lash out and be upset and maybe not talk to that person for a few days, maybe even a month or two. But the point is, that person loves you enough to be honest with you about some things they saw.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you have to agree with them. That doesn't mean that you have to, you know, immediately start making changes. It may result in you not making a change about anything. It just may have needed to be something you needed to hear. But the point is, are you open enough to listen to it? Or at least let the person finish talking without hanging up?
And then again, now, I'm assuming that we are talking about... I'm making the assumption we're talking about women in the know. because we're not talking about somebody who's just going to walk up to you, talking to you in their old kind of way.
Right.
Usually somebody who does this, we're talking about somebody who loves you and has your best interest in mind.
Oh, if somebody just walk up to you and don't have your best interest in mind and just trying to be all up in your business, they really asking to be punched in the face. You know, I dish out punches in the faces quick. I don't have no problem with it. If I assume they trying to show me the flattest in their eye, and I'll be happy to remove it for them.
Yeah, I'm making the assumption that you're talking about somebody who loves and cares about you and has your best interest in mind. They want to bring out some issues. But yeah, that's where the opportunity for growth is. I have learned through experience to relish those times. It's not fun, but I've been through them, and I've discovered I'm always stronger on the other side of those moments.
You know the thing I noticed about myself? Because of what I do, people get so used to me talking so much that when they come to me and tell me stuff about myself that I need to hear, I get quiet. And so they're expecting me to lash out or say something smart or either say I agree. But when I get quiet, that's because I'm thinking. That doesn't mean that's positive or negative. It could be both or it could be either. But the point is, I got to process it. So allow me that moment to process it. That don't mean...
Hell yeah, there's a process. You got to look at, okay, now what did they just say?
Right.
And then the first thing, if you didn't like it, it's probably you want to get nasty. But then you got to look, okay, now, where they coming from? All right, is this that they bringing up, is this founded in something? Is this logical? Could they be telling the truth? Yeah, it's a process there.
Right.
You know, should I be cussing them out right now, or are they right?
Yeah.
And then oftentimes, I like when your answer come up, well, cuss them out now, and then just apologize later if you're wrong. I go with that one sometimes.
But this is the thing, though. When you look at that and you use those two options, because you can do anything you want with it, in all honesty. But the thing is, if you choose that second option of cuss them out and apologize later, you have to look at the fact of, are you a person that likes to say you're sorry and that you were wrong? If you know you do not like saying that you are sorry and you're wrong, if you take the cuss them out and apologize later approach and you know you don't like to apologize, you risk the chance of losing somebody who's very important to you by flipping off at the mouth without thinking about what they say.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like to apologize, you should not be quick to flip off at all. I find that with my mouth, I have had to apologize quite often. I'm, you know, not a stranger to an apology.
Oh, no, I ain't got no problem saying, you know what, I was straight up wrong. I should have handled it.
I mean, you know, that's how I felt about it at the time. You know, had time to process it, I apologize.
And then you got to allow that person time to process your apology.
Yeah.
Because they may just say, mm-hmm, whatever, roll their eyes or hang up on you. And
you ain't even had to carry it like that. No, but if you are not used to somebody bringing you your funky laundry, you know, it can be surprising.
Think about it. Who the hell want to wash your drawers?
Yeah. Somebody love you enough to pick up. I mean, the only person I ever met in life to pick up your funky drawers and bring it to you is your mama. So we talking about that kind of love.
Hey, that's that mama love is love you don't want to play with. You don't want to cuss your mama out because you're going to always need your mama.
Mm-hmm. So we talking about that kind of love where somebody sees your garbage, sees that it's causing a problem for you, see that it would be so much better if you could clean this up, and they bring it to you for you to do with it what you do.
They bringing your shit to you saying, smell that. You smell that? That's you. That's you right.
Yeah.
That's not me. That's you. You did that. You left that pile right there. I'm going to need you to fix that.
Not just anybody is going to do that for you, and let's just face it, half of these hating-ass bitches around here will see your shit and love it and tell you there ain't nothing wrong with it. Because they don't want you to do better or excel.
Ladies, sisters.
Girl, you know how, no, girl, no, you fine.
That brings up two things. I have to write them down so I don't forget because my mind goes off sometimes. I want to address two things that just came out of the last couple of things you said, which was the thing that popped in my mind was somebody else seeing your shit and not telling you because they're happy that something you're doing is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or the way you feel about something, or how you think, or your thinking process, or something you do is screwed up. They like it. So instead of telling you so you can better it for you, they just let it hang. They just let your shit hang. They just leave your shit right there to make you look bad. When we went over that, I remember a specific situation I went through with a close, you know, sister friend of mine, which I'm going to speak on in a minute. The other thing is, can you hear me pretty well?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, is that a little better?
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is the fact that some women will hang, you know how you have your group of women you go to the club with, or, you know, or a couple of friends you might go to the movies with or whatever. They will purposely, and we talked about this before, but we forgot to touch on it, but they will purposely hang around ugly women or women that they feel are not as hot or don't dress as good as they do so they can be the cutest thing in the group.
Or women that they feel superior to.
Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
That's about low self-esteem.
Hi. Yes, it is.
That's all that's about. Because...
Me personally,
I don't want to be the smartest person in my group at all times.
No.
Now, that don't mean that I don't consider myself a dummy at all. What I'm saying is I want to be around women who are equal to my intelligence or maybe even smarter. How about that? So you can encourage me to be smarter. I want to be around, you know, well, damn, today was my smart day. Tomorrow, you know, see, you've been on it today. It's your day, you know. If you're the smartest person in your group at all times, how can you, what do you have to aspire to? How can you get better? If anything, you hanging around with a bunch of people you got a dumb shit down for, so you might just be, in trying to make yourself look superior, you actually bringing your own self down. That's ridiculous.
That brings me back to a comment that you made when you said you were at one of your Mary Kay meetings. You said, this woman said, in every room I walk in, my goal is to be the most attractive person in that room. And when you said that, you said she was not speaking about being the best-looking woman, but being the most attractive, meaning she got some charisma and magnetism about her that make people go, who is that?
Mm-hmm. And that's what people forget. I mean, your look, yeah, that might get you some attention, but that's not what keeps people there. I don't know too many people who stay because somebody is pretty. That only lasts a little while. Charisma, magnetism, those things will take you a long way. I know people who are married to unattractive men to this day because they were charismatic. I mean, charismatic enough they want to spend their whole life with them. And have they funny looking baby because they just so charismatic. Now the dude can be funny looking as I don't know what, but he is but able to provide laughter and joy and make your life better because he's around. That those types of things go a lot farther than just how you look.
Yeah,
and people tend to forget about that. Which is why you got to be careful. This, I don't know about other people, but I think this sister circle thing is something to be taken seriously. When should you come across somebody who has your best interest in mind, I think that should be treated like a top national secret. I mean, it should be guarded with your life, basically, because there's so many treacherous people out here. There's so many treacherous people that come in the name of friendship or come to you with a smile on their face but really wish you harm, wish you dead, and would tap dance on top of your grave.
Say that. Tell that.
And I have seen it happen. It is ridiculous. For the longest time, I would not hang out with women because of the stuff that I have seen. I have seen women getting their asses whipped by a man. Or the man is sleeping with everybody. Everybody having 5 and 6 babies on them. And they come to their friends, their so-called quote-unquote friends, and talk to their friends about what to do. Now, clearly, to even be in that relationship, she's already in a weakened state. But when they go to their friends about what to do, their friends are, oh, well, he's just being a man. Girl, don't you leave that man. And keep their friends in some food.
Wow. The sad part about what you just said is that it's true. And the other part is a lot of that comes from our older generation because of how they were raised. And, of course, they passed it down to some of us. But that right there has to stop. That's foolishness. Complete foolishness. Complete bullshit, if you ask me, to be frank.
That is a straight-up setup.
By the man.
I look at that as a personal attack. She won't keep you over there getting your ass whipped. Clearly, you're not strong enough to get out of it by yourself. And then you got friends that send you right on back in there.
That's almost as if you're an accomplice to the crime.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You might as well have done it yourself at that point.
I have heard of women telling a woman that's with the no good dude, he's just being a man, and you know how men are. And she the one he's sleeping with. The friend is sleeping with the boyfriend and telling the girlfriend the whole time, no, you shouldn't leave him. Oh,
okay,
he's doing the best he can.
Wait. They're right there. I don't normally condone women fighting each other, but that right there, I give you a get-out-of-jail-free card, meaning, no, I give you a free pass to whip a bitch ass. That's the card I'm giving you, because she deserves the ass whipping.
Hey,
that's your
I have
friend.
Seen it happen more than once.
Him, they do that, and you can let him go, and that'll hurt. And I'm not okay in it. But her, on the other hand, and I just made a note to go over this particular top, this thought that just came to my head. You expected more from her because she said she was your friend. That was supposed to be your sister. You expected more from her. And you trusted her. It's a different level of trust between a boyfriend or a husband or a mate than you have with your sister friend. Because you're always supposed to be able to fall back on your girls or your sister, you know. It's a different type of bond. And in that particular situation, she was capable of hurting you way more than he was. Way more. Because men come a dime a dozen, whether people like to believe it or not. But a real true friend that's supposed to be there for you, that's really supposed to be quote unquote ride or die, and she did that to you, that's on a whole different level. You talk about hurting, you talk about love, and oh. That there, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have always expected more from women. And it's funny because, you know, when I was younger, I didn't know the science, but I always expected more from women than you do from a man. Meaning that for a man to lie, well, you know, not that they shouldn't be held accountable, but you expect a woman to be able to do better. You know, now I have the science to put behind it, but I've always felt that way. You know, in that situation, so like you said, when you expect more from her, absolutely right. I always have. Always. Which is why, you know, on the one hand, it's like we say women always hold the other woman. We don't ever look at the man. But it's because you expect more from the woman. You're supposed to know better. You're not supposed to be down here on the same level with the man. He is, you are mentally, physically, emotionally more evolved than he is while y'all on the same level.
If he is degenerate, he's you, but he's a different version of you, then why isn't his thought process sometimes, why wouldn't his thought process at times be a little degenerative? And again, I'm not saying that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like when you, it's not saying that it's okay, but when you see that behavior, you know it for what it is, and you do what you have to do for yourself, but you're not all that surprised.
Right. You're prepared.
Right. Exactly. I don't think you excuse it at all.
Oh, no.
But it's different. When you're done wrong by a woman, it's different.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
Doing me, just hang around. Doing me, don't need the man. y'all I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Turn around and I make it jump like this. You wanna keep that boy that make it jump like this. I'm gonna think that I can make it bump like this. See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like this. How you not gonna know it when it hits like this?
Ladies, drama, leave it home. He ain't got it right by none of the just call me, said it's about 20 strong. They sending at the door, don't wanna take us on the ring. Let it go about 3 months ago. The pain, the stress, and they need no more. The girl that they used to know didn't change. Now they saying it before they mention my name.
Y'all, y'all, I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Turn around and I make it jump like this. You wanna keep that before they make it jump like this. Gonna think that I can make it bump like this. See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like this. How you not gonna know it when it hits like this?
Next 6'4", came up for a flow, put a good game on me. I don't get too close, so comfortable, cause the quick ain't for me. Got my girls all here, me, so family, please, all your personal info. I ain't thinking about love, I just wanna get it up. Pop a bottle, talk a lot of bullish, and let's go.
Let's go, y'all, I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Turn around and I make it jump like this. You wanna keep that before they make it jump like this. I'm gonna think that I can make it bump like this. See, I told y'all I was gonna jump like this. How you not gonna know it?
Wait a minute, motherfucker.
Tonight ain't feeling no. To my girls that's looking their best. Won't you go and show it off for us?
Bring it back now. Dudes get excited, seeing what they like. Hoping they the one you choose, hope they get invited. Late night rendezvous is alright, but we loving how the club vibrating is inside. Let the beat knock, trust me, we ain't gonna stop. Head to the lights up, watch us take over the spot. Few mad looks from them chicks you know, and from them dudes who be jealous of a chick with dough. Pop another bottle for them, keep my life moving. No time for the drama, watch me blow through them. I know I sound confident, I'm supposed to know. We do it big, how we live, Kelly told you so. Come on.
I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Y'all didn't think that I could bump like this. Said I told y'all I was gonna bump like this. Turn around and I make it jump
all my
like
ladies.
You wanna keep that part and make it jump like this.
Should I go?
Should I go?
Should I go?
trip for me.
Damn,
damn, damn. Now my loved ones are gonna pay the toll. Gonna come my wedding off. Gonna get my head on straight. Stop playing these charades.
And can I find out my somebody?
I've got somebody else to tell me what do I do. Ooh, my daughter needs her daddy. I found rubbers in the caddy. Who's cheating now?
Precaution.
What if he found me out?
Hurt me, then desert me. You better work me while you got the opportunity. bloodshed by my born in hell. Only the lonely die slowly. Left all alone, try to control me. Easy does it, never ask how was it. Never speak my info of my sheets in the street. Cause that ain't cool, and that ain't cute to talk about who knocked the boot on the video shoot. But it's all good though, you gotta get it when you want it. Strike your prey, make your move and hop up on it. It's natural, never be ashamed. The fame, get the name and kick the game.
You are strong, you are smart, you are beautiful, both inside and out. You are classy, cool, and confident. You take time for yourself, and everyone around you is better for it. You are glowing with pride and overflowing with confidence. You are a Mary Kay woman. Mary Kay is here to help you enhance, refine, and retain your beauty with skincare regimens, anti-aging, mineral powder, fragrances, and more. Mary Kay has everything you need to ensure that the beauty you feel inside is radiated to the world. Mary Kay by Lynn, empowering women, enriching lives. You can find us at MaryKay.com/LynnJeffrey, LynnJeffrey, or you can call us today at 804-564-3230.
Sonic Chemistry is a supplier of natural and complementary ingredients used in skincare, hair care, aromatherapy, massage, spa products, herbal preparations, and soap making. We also offer a selection of spiritual supplies, clothing, accessories, natural body scrubs, and herbal mixtures for your beauty and wellness needs. We strive for superior quality products and exceptional customer service. Our natural products and other ingredients are sourced from the most reputable origins and produced in the greenest manner possible. Our products and botanical ingredients are offered in a wide variety of sizes and quantities to allow you to purchase as much or as little as you need. Feel free to browse our diverse selection or contact us to schedule a salon or spa appointment in our newly renovated Beauty and Wellness Center located in Richmond, Virginia. Visit us at DivineChemistry.com or call us at 804-627-0277.
I'm
I had to stop that for a minute because since I went ahead and took it back a minute, I'm going to have to take it back a little further. Just a little bit. So let me see if y'all know anything about this. I had to cut that one short. I'm going to play one more song before we play our last segment. And here it goes.
Me. I'll tell you why there's no love.
are listening to Black Wookaverse Radio. Mark us as your favorite on Blog Talk Radio and leave comments to let us know how we're doing. You can also find us on YouTube and Facebook. On YouTube, our page is youtube.com/BlackWomaniverse. Subscribe to us there. On Facebook, our page is facebook.com/BlackWomaniverse. Send us a friend request.
While we were talking about, you know, the sister circle and the women around you, you being. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
While we were talking about, you know, the sister circle and the women around you, you being open to that and watching how you react to things when they tell you stuff, when they make comments. In light of that, I want to ask a question for us today. Discuss and ponder on. Because I'm your friend, does that mean that I have to agree with you? Because I'm your sister, does that mean I have to agree with how you choose to handle stuff, or how you, how your perception is of life, or how you, or what your outlook or your take is on certain things? Do I sign a contract that says I'm going to agree with everything you say or do?
Not at all, and I should hope not. I personally don't want to be around a whole bunch of yes women. That's another weak, but that's just as weak as being around people who are not on your intelligence level. Mm-mm. And then, too, I already know myself, so I don't need to be around a bunch of yes people. I know me. I know who I am, and I'm comfortable with who I am. And part of being comfortable with that means I have embraced the fact that I don't always know the right thing. But I know that I'm going to go straight and do what the fuck I want to do, even if it's wrong. So I need friends to say, wait a minute.
Hold on. Did you think about this?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let's just look at this from another perspective. Now, I know you're going to do what you're going to do, but let's just, you know, let's look at all areas.
Let's just...
Yeah, I mean, if I don't have that, I might as well be out here by myself just doing whatever. No, you need that that check and balance. You know, and I don't mind making that phone call like, hey, am I looking at this the right way? Because I'm thinking I'm getting ready to do such and such and so-and-so.
What I had thought was.
And I have done that. And I have had a friend say, well, I mean, I don't really see it that way. I see it this way over here. And I'm like, okay, cool. I appreciate your perspective. I ain't feeling it, but I appreciate it.
And I appreciate your perspective, but I'm still going to do what I said I was
going to do. Yeah, and I still go ahead and do whatever. But the point is, at least it can be said after the fact. I would hate to do something and it blows up in my face and my supposedly friend sits there and say, well, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. I saw it this way, but, you know, I ain't want to say nothing.
What?
Yeah, that right there is enough to make you smack somebody.
I would rather
have all of the perspectives and then make a decision. And if I still choose the wrong one, then, okay, that's on me. But, you know, at least I had choices.
But that's the whole purpose of having people that's supposed to have your back. That goes right back to seeing somebody shit hanging out in the open and you not telling them about it. So then you have to check yourself and say, is this really my friend? Because she let me fuck up and she admitted to me that she knew and didn't even try to warn me.
Right. And then you have the valuable option of talking to somebody who's removed from the situation, because often when you have a decision to make or when something is going on and you're in the situation, it could be, you know, skewed by your emotion. It could be skewed by the history of the situation. But by talking to your sister who is removed, looking at it from the outside, she may have a perspective that you can't even think about right now because you're so caught up in the situation.
Yeah.
And that is valuable, because I can't count the number of times that I have been upset and wanted to make a move based off of how I was feeling at that moment. But when things calmed down, that move would have been really, you know, it would not have been good when things calmed down and the situation was different.
Wow.
And it's also good, you know, in those situations when, you know, the situation just is what it is, and you call your friend and she's like, "Nah, you're exactly right. I'm going to get this shovel. I'll be there in a minute." That's good, too.
I want. I want my friends and my sisters to have my back so hard that when they do something wrong that they know wrong, or that was not within integrity or whatever, that they come and whip my ass if I need my ass. It could be a verbal ass with this, or it could be I'm going to snatch your ass up ass with it.
Well, I want you to know right now, see, I would have no problem coming whip your ass. That's how much I love you.
Had this been a different scenario, I might have been slightly offended by that. But
I love you so much. I whoop your ass.
That's duly noted. And because you're not a guy and this is not an abusive relationship, I'll take that. And I appreciate that. But I'm gonna put a side note here. If some dude telling you too much, I'm gonna whip your ass. that's on a whole different level, and you need to pick up the closest thing that's heaviest to damage his eye and roll out. That's some bull. But in light of the fact of this conversation, and I know what you mean, I appreciate that now.
I know. I understand what you're saying. You want to know that somebody is so willing to see you do right that even if they have to, you know, go head to head with you to get their point across, that they're not going to hesitate to do it.
That's right. I want somebody to be like, "God damn it. I know she's going to cuss me out, possibly get mad. She might even yell. She might even not answer my phone calls anymore after this. But I can't just not say nothing."
Mm-hmm.
Because there's consequences and repercussions. Something might happen to her if I don't say this stuff. And I don't want to say that. That's the type of sister or friend I'm talking about. That's the type of stuff I'm talking about. That's real.
And the truth of the matter is, I have never had I have always seen where you have those moments where y'all might disagree and you don't talk for a while, and then it always comes back. But there are times in that you have to be willing to put that on the line, like, yeah, I like hanging out and all, but this right here is serious. So, you know, we're going to have this discussion. I don't know what the fallout is going to be, but we're going to have this discussion.
All right, briefly, because I know you got about 5 more minutes left, and I'm not trying to be all up in your time. I'm just trying to be respectful of your time because your friends respect your time. Your sisters respect your time.
And in your case, respect it fiercely.
I don't know what she mean by that. I really don't know what she mean by that. We'll have to get into why I respect it, quote unquote, fiercely on another call. But two things I want to talk about briefly.
I would like to add that I haven't even put any lights on in the house this morning.
Huh?
I said a side note. I'm walking around. I have not cut on any lights this morning in the house.
So you doing daylight saving?
Because, like I said, I had already made up in my mind what I was going to do when I got up.
All right. The two last things I want to touch on before we end this out is two separate situations that I ran across when dealing with sisters and friends and sister friends. One situation was with, can you hear me well?
Mm-hmm.
A very close friend of mine. I had known this particular sister for about 2 years, very close friend of mine, and to this day I still hold her, you know, near and dear and very close to my heart, even though we do not communicate as often and as closely as we did before. And if she's listening, she knows who she is, and I love you. Nothing's changed on that note. But I was dealt a very valuable lesson in dealing with women in their relationships and how you have to handle the fact that some things are so sensitive that nobody really ever wants you to say that to them, but you still got to say it even though you risk having that person never want to probably talk to you again or cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
And my love for her was so strong that I did that, and I knew what the consequences was when I did it. And that consequence is that we're not as close as we used to be. But she was accepting less than what she deserved from a male, you know, her mate. And I pretty much told her that. I'm not going to get into any details, but I told her that. And as time went on, she would complain about him, but she never did anything. And I kept saying, well, why are you still there? Long story short, she got tired of me telling her about him, and she got tired of me making this comment that I do when people say stuff that I'd be like, I ain't even going to say nothing. I'm going to just leave it alone. I ain't going to say nothing. I'll make a comment. She got
tired
of hearing
that.
She got tired of hearing that. And so she kind of sort of disconnected herself from me. And that's fine. She was within her own right to do whatever she chose to do and handle it whatever way she wanted to. But what would have corrected that situation was for her to say to me, I understand how much you love me, and I appreciate you telling me how you feel about this, and it's duly noted, and I hear you. But this is a sensitive topic, and I don't want to have to keep discussing this. Can we not keep going there? And can you allow me to vent when I need to vent? And can you respect the decision, the fact that I'm choosing to deal with this the way I want to deal with it? That would fix the problem right there. But she never said that to me. And we had agreed that if she did something stupid or I did something stupid, we were going to speak on it. So I thought I was fulfilling my duty to her, but she didn't tell me, yo, I understand what you're saying. It's sensitive. Let me do this. So I want to put that out there. Any comments on that before I skip to the next one?
I have plenty of comments.
Be respectful of your time.
That's a little issue right there. But there are a couple of different things that could resolve that situation. Because it is, on the outside, it might look like being nosy or whatever, but when you love, respect, and care for your friend, it's to the point that this is your sister, the last thing you want to see is her be hurt or be in a situation where she is constantly hurt. And it does involve you. And I think because I've been on both sides of that situation. I've been the woman with the man that was causing the problem. I've been the friend who the woman kept coming to. I've been on both sides of that. And you don't want to sit and constantly see somebody that you care for constantly going through, and there's nothing you can do about it. And the whole source of her misery is this one person. And but that's both sides, though, because, yeah, you kept saying something, but I'm assuming you kept saying something because she kept coming to you.
Yeah.
And see, when you are the woman with the man in this situation, you have a responsibility also. You have a responsibility to your friends. You have a responsibility to your family. It is wrong to your friends, your family, and to that man for you to constantly complain about what this man does wrong to your family, to your friends, because
it's
these are
you.
People who love you and want the best for you. And you're bringing all your complaints to them, so of course they feel a way about this man now. But then you've decided to be with him. So you're going to be with him. You're going to have him around, but you keep bringing your complaints to these people. That's wrong.
You have to be a woman about things. If you've decided to stay with a man that you feel is not what you need and what you want him to be right now, but you've made a decision to wait it out and try to work with him, then you have to deal with your own stuff. You're not going to be able to call your mom and your sister and your friends and tell them everything that happens every time something happens, because
right, you have to woman up and keep that to yourself. You have chosen for whatever reason, and I'm not even saying that's wrong, because sometimes men do, you know, go through a growth, you know, sometimes they do come out better. You know, that's up to the individual woman to decide. But if you decide to be with this man in his current state, you have to keep that to yourself. Once you decide that's who you want to be with, you should no longer be calling your girlfriends every time he messes up, because she has a right to be upset about it. If this is someone who really cares about you, she's going to be upset that you're hurt.
Now, let me
interject. Your family
here
is going to be upset.
Let me interject here. The reason why I went at things the way I did with this particular sister was because the situation she was in, no two situations are exactly alike, but it was very similar to something I had just come out of. And hearing her call me every day, making me relive and rehash the things I was trying to heal myself from, was not conducive to me nor her. And it kept putting me back in a situation where, because I was so close to her, I felt like I was the one being wronged again. When I was, you know, when I was putting that behind me and moving on. So I mentioned this to her for her benefit and for mine. And my way of trying to get around not having something negative to say, or not being mean to her or making her feel stupid or belittled, was to not say anything. But, of course, I have this thing that when I try not to say anything, either I break out in song, which is like
Lord.
A soundtrack to the exact situation that's going on, or...
Yes, you do.
Or I'll say,
And both of them are highly irritating.
But that's me.
Because to me, you might as well go ahead and just say what you have to say. But
then the other thing I did, too, was I would end the conversation and be like, I got a phone call, or I got to go do something, I'm going to call you back. But I would cut her off. But how many ways or how creative can you get when you're trying to respect that person, but you're trying to shield yourself from having to, you know, get hurt by the shit they allow to, you know, go through. Oh.
But that's where we need to be responsible in friendships, because friendships need to be guarded on both sides. You know, on the receiving end, to me, you have a right to say, this is the man you chose to be with, so I don't want to have any conversation. I mean, you don't appreciate when I have something to say about what's going on with y'all, so I don't want to hear any more about it. You have a right to say that. I don't want to hear about how he's doing you wrong, but you don't want me to respond.
I'm talking
if
to you,
you have
you
children.
Want my help. And if you want my help. Until
yeah,
then,
now if you yeah, if you're gonna do something, if you want my help, that's different. But if you just wanna vent about how he's doing you wrong, you know, at that point then you're being the garbage can for the negativity. She has chosen a situation, she wants to stay in it, but when she doesn't know what to do with all that, she wants to dump that on you, but you can't say anything. That's not fair.
And I mean, if I had not been so freshly out of a similar situation, I might have been able to be that listening ear and that shoulder to cry on. But I couldn't do
and
that
then,
for her at that point.
But then too, in these friendships, as the women in these friendships, as the woman who's with the man, if you have a tendency to call people and vent about your man, you know, take some responsibility. You
right.
know,
don't
do that to your friend.
Like him. And don't keep making a comment, oh, well, she don't like him anyway, so she biased and what she think about the situation. You made her like that.
Yeah, you know, don't do that to your friends. Don't do that to your family. And really, you know, that's messed up for that man, too. You sit and talk trash about him. Y'all get back together, then you want to bring this man around your family and everybody looking at him crazy. You know, don't do that. If you, my rule, and I had to learn that the hard way. My rule is I don't say anything negative about a man I'm with unless we're done. If I'm not clear on whether we're going to make up or whatever, I don't say anything. My family doesn't hear anything about this man. I don't talk about to my family about a man that I'm with. I don't do it. Why are we going to sit here and talk about him crazy then at the next family function he's there, but now he feel uncomfortable because the whole family got a problem with him.
Right, and you feel uncomfortable too, but you did it.
Right. Right, no. As women, we need to take some responsibility. If you have to talk about this man to somebody so much, maybe you need to look at the relationship and whether you should really be in it.
Hmm.
But let's stop putting people in these positions. Let's not do this to our friends and our family. It's unfair to everybody involved.
Wow. Yeah, and if you have started to tell one of your friends things and you don't like it when they give you their input, then say, look, I just need to vent sometimes. Are you able to be that listening ear and that shoulder for me to cry on right now while I decide what I'm going to do?
Yeah, give them a choice.
Right. Don't take that choice away from them and don't get upset when they say what they have to say to you. Be open-minded because you want that. And whenever you decide to draw that line in the sand, whatever that decision is, just make it be known. And if that person is truly your sister or your friend, they're going to respect that, and they're going to give you your space.
Yeah, I think we are big girls. We're grown-up women. You know, we make our own decisions. But part of being a grown-up is taking responsibility for your decisions, and I think that's where we as women need to step up. We make decisions all day, but as far as being responsible for the choices that we make, we lack in a little bit, especially in the area of the men that we choose.
Mm. Say that. That's a whole nother woman-to-woman conversation. But we did have a segment a while ago. I think our first two or three shows was on Proper Meat Select. Those were good shows. They're about almost 2 years old. You got to go back way in the archives, still around about May of 2009, possibly. But they're on there. But I want to move along to this last situation, and then we can be respectful of your time.
That's so cute.
The last thing I want to mention is allowing space for black women that are not where you are and they may not have access to the information that you have, allowing them space to grow, just giving them what they need, and then if they don't see it, you might be thinking in your head, oh, my God, she's so stupid. Why don't she see this? Why don't she know who and what she is? Don't hound them in like you some evangelist trying to make them see what you see. Just give them the information, love them, and move back. And let them have their space. I had a situation like that with a sister, and shout out to that sister because she knows who she is, and a lot of you probably know who she is. There was a situation where she, allowed men to kind of sort of talk down and degrade women right in front of, you know, right while she was listening to him speak, and she didn't correct him. And it infuriated me, but I wasn't mad at her at the time. I was mad at him for saying it, but I was a little upset that she didn't correct some things. But I thought that because of the community she was in at the time, that he just didn't have access to, you know, access to any accurate information to be able to, you know. She just didn't know any better because she didn't have access to certain type of information. So I called her up. I gave her information. At the time, she still didn't necessarily want to see things my way, but I still loved her and loved her from a distance. Long story short, I checked on her periodically, gave her certain information, talked to her, tried to see where her head was, and I gave her her space. Lo and behold, months later, she's now coming around to the same train of thought, but she had to get her own experience and learn from it and grow and see things. I just wanted to touch on that. We can't force certain things on people. You have to give people space and time to grow and not be mad at them because they don't agree with you. You don't know what it is they need to gain experiences from in order to make them into the best person they need to be.
That's very true. And oftentimes when you already know something, it seems so easy, so simple. And how come everybody else doesn't know it? And how come they don't see it, as clearly as you do? But yeah, everybody has to get it in their own time, and everybody has their own experiences. And just because one person, it does not make it the absolute truth. It's interesting because we may feel that people should get it just because you just told them, but we are all in the business of research because we don't just take one piece of information from one source. We have to go, we research, we get it from 3-4 different places, we check our spirits, we do all that, but they need time to do that same process as well, not to mention life experience. And, also, I don't know about everybody else, but I also have to check where my information is coming from. I mean, it just in 1 year, people that I thought was everything, you know, at the end of this year, I don't even see them. You know, things change so much, you can't just judge based off of where somebody is. People need space, and in that space and time, some of us elevate and some of us don't. It's all a personal journey.
Well, that's about all I wanted to touch on today. I said all like it was only one thing, but we touched on a whole lot.
All right, y'all. That was it for the woman-to-woman segment, but we're going to go ahead and get into some music. Like I promised, we got more music coming up. Let's go ahead and get into this jam. Let me see if y'all know what this is.
And you don't stop, keep it on, keep it on, keep it on. You don't stop, keep it on, keep it on. Where the party at?
Where the party? Let's take a little time and talk about it. What's going through your mind? It has to be shaking. Ooh, it looks so right. I wanna ride. See, I would be lying. Can't tell me you ain't
gonna cut that one short because I got another one I want to play. Let me see if y'all remember this. Y'all don't know nothing about this.
Kind of girl that you could be down for. Cause when I look at you, I feel something tell me.
Yes, Brandy, Queen Latifah, MC Light, Yo-Yo.
Make a move.
Yeah. I get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon. But you got to put me down soon. I flip a shot show if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yes, I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is you're 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was the Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna sink my teeth in. Make me wanna ask, where the hell you been? I like the way you be with all that personality. But I got flavor too, you need to get with me.
Going to play the national anthem for this sexy porn star that just died.
Wow.
You're not gonna stay at home. She tell your girl she ain't coming tonight. You're going solo. Cut her off.
Why you gotta act like that? Yeah, I'm saying, I'm just trying. trying to be nice to you. Go and tell a nigga no with an ass so fat. Hey, why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Hey, hey, why you wanna go and do that, let do that. Hey, hey, why you wanna go and do that, that, that. In a relationship is faithful to a nigga so whack. Hey, why you wanna go and do that, love, huh? Hey, hey, why you wanna go and do that, let do that. Hey, hey, why you wanna go and do that, that, that. Can't help but notice how you're growing. I can see in your face now. I just wonder if he know he's supposed to be in replaced. I swear I treat you like a queen. You put me in this place so you can get back this ring and the key to this place. So tell a nigga one thing that you need to face. Tell a nigga one thing you don't need to chase. I wanna kiss you everywhere between your knees and waist. Hear the sounds that you make and get your knees to shake. Holla at me in the 80s if you need to escape. I got a mansion in the gang, you and me and you're safe. But there's a town amount of trouble, 23's escape. 600 G's in the safe, how much G's it take? This is cash you need to take, ain't no need to wait. Say the word, we can leave today. This is something special and it feel like fake. Hate to make a mistake, how the same thing making you sad, making you safe. Gonna tell a nigga no.
Objective is to conquer deep inside. clean the sheets. Warmth that only you and I generate when we collide. Oh, that don't make my emotions peak. If I let go, then I'll be weak. Your control is my defeat. I repeat, never, 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 never will I give up. No, 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 no.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling and stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby, baby?
There is only one for me. You have made that apart.
It's not a big